All right, lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, because that's what we do when we have these special end of crunch time segments. This one on a Thursday we like to call the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily,
I've prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
I've gone off the rails and I'm heading down, cause it's the lightning round. Thursday, first Thursday of March.
You almost
made nothing real in the world anymore.
Okay, we're back to the percentages this week.
Yay!
The WGC is playing a tour event this weekend at Club de Golf Chapultepec.
100%.
In Naucalpan, Mexico, elevation of over 7,000 feet. The course has a pair of 620-plus yard par fives, a handful of dead straight 430-yard par fours, even a 500-yard par fours. All of the grip it and rip it big hitters, Bubba Watson, Dustin Johnson, Roy McIlroy, and Ricky Fowler are drooling over playing there. What percent chance do you think anyone will hit a drive of 400 or
Whoa.
More yards this weekend?
And it's 7,000
feet. 7,000 feet.
Man, that's you got to add 20%. Even when they bomb it, that's 330. So that's 0%.
0%.
I'm going
percent
with
chance.
0%. A 400-yard drive, come on.
All right. Last month, I asked you what chance the Cavs had of repeating as NBA champs. You said 40%. At that point, LeBron wasn't too happy with the support around him. Kevin Love was healthy, and the Cavs had a 3.5-game lead over the Celtics. That lead is now only 3 games, and the Celtics have just gotten Avery Bradley back from missing 18 of the last 20. Isaiah Thomas is averaging 30 points over his last 10 games, and Al Horford averaging 7 rebounds a game in his last 5. What percent chance do you give the Celtics of catching the Cavs for the top seed in the East?
None. I'm sticking with zero.
Wow. All right, Dina. Kevin Durant is out. Matt Barnes is in for the Warriors.
Out of the contest.
The gratitude strain on his left knee is looking like it's going to take at least a month before the Warriors even reevaluate the 4-time scoring champ. Opens a big door for contenders in the West like the Spurs, Rockets, or whatever team ends up as the 8 seed. The Spurs are 3.5 back with 2 games remaining against the Warriors, and both of those are in San Antonio. What percent chance do you give the Spurs of being the 1 seed in the West?
First of all, nobody's covering this. Fake news as usual, missing the story. Durant's faking.
Oh, of course.
He's had
heroic
enough.
Comeback.
He got tired of walking. He wanted people to push him around in a wheelchair.
He's leading people Ooh. To a false sense of security.
Wow.
And he's going to jump up and be like, psych, and then just dunk on somebody.
It's the Paul Pierce. He's doing a Paul
yep,
Pierce.
Yep, yeah, yeah. Yep. Give me the ball.
He's lying in wait. So San Antonio catching Golden State. Golden State is not the same team they were last year when I thought, even when Curry was injured, they probably had a shot to make at least the West Finals. So San Antonio's good. I'm going to give them a 15% chance of catching GS Dub, especially if Durant, A, is caught faking, and B, doesn't play the rest of the regular season.
All right. After beating Michigan on a home court full pass layup to win 67-65 for Northwestern, the Wildcats moved to 10-7 in conference, 21-9 overall. The Wildcats made it into the top 25 for the first time in program history on January 30th, and now they look like a lock for the NCAA tournament. Even though Selection Sunday is still a couple of weeks away, what percentage chance do you give Northwestern of winning a game in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, well, first it would help if they were in. And I think last night's game iced it. Even if they lost to Purdue their last regular season game, that's the Big Ten regular season champ. They're not going to get hammered for that. Even if they lost in the first round of the Big Ten, they probably would land on the bubble but get in. I will give them a 33.33 repeat the three for infinity, a 1/3 chance of winning a game in the NCAAs.
Alex's San Francisco 49ers do not have a quarterback currently on their roster. after Colin Kaepernick opted out of his contract, opening up another $14 million in cap space for new GM John Lynch to work with in his first offseason as 49ers GM. While the Niners would have spent a lot of money on free agent Kirk Cousins, he was placed under the franchise tag for Washington. This doesn't mean he's locked to playing for the Washington franchise this season. What percent chance do you give the 49ers of trading for Kirk Cousins?
I think in their heart of hearts, they would love to do that. I don't think there's any chance Washington wants to part with him. He might not be their only quarterback on the roster, but he's their only quarterback on the roster. But you never know. They could overwhelm with an offer and decide that over the next 3 to 5 years under John Lynch, they're going to build around Kirk Cousins. I was going to go 5%. Then I was going to go 10%. I'm splitting the difference. 7.5% chance of trading for Cousins.
Very specific on your last two answers. Last one here. Sneaking under the radar during the NFL Combine is a coin flip that will determine the draft order for the Colts and Vikings for the 15 and 16 picks in the first round. They both finished 8-8, and their opponents each finished with equal strengths of schedules. Also in the mix are the Eagles because of their Sam Bradford trade in Minnesota. It's the first time since 2014 where the Cowboys won the toss over the Ravens, getting to pick 16 rather than 17. What percentage chance do you give the Colts of winning the coin flip?
51%. Historically, they are so much better at coin flips than the Vikings.
Do they go heads or tails?
They're going to buck the trend and go tails.
Wow. All right. Never fails.
I've had this figured out. Ironically, that's what I was thinking about all day long before you asked me that question. A 51% chance. So if you sat there, oh, forget it.